This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on this Montgomery County Tournament Saturday morning, we join WSMI's Tim Mize.
Good morning, David Jenkins.
Good morning.
It's tax day, too.
It is tax day, but is it
but not really.
Really tax day?
No, you got till Monday.
Right. A few extra days.
Now, are you one of the people, David, who waits till, like, you'll wait till 11:59?
No. I had mine done, I think, in February, something like that.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I've never understood the people who, like, wait to the literally very last moment and then are waiting in line at the post office for an hour to get their taxes mailed off. Why wait?
Can't you also get, like, extensions, too, beyond?
You can.
Yeah. So you pretty much got all year, or at least
you
half
do.
The year.
I mean, it's one of the things. You're going to have to pay it eventually. I just assume get it paid, get it over with.
Yeah. Where's my return? Give me my return.
Refund?
Yeah.
That's a crazy concept.
Right? The government owes me money. How about that?
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I wish they owed me money.
Some years they do, some years they don't. Just depends on what kind of mood they're in, I guess.
You know, and, you know, no one likes taxes, but
no.
In reality, it's a beautiful thing because it means you live in a wonderful country where you actually get things.
Beautiful might
taxes.
Be the wrong word, but yeah.
You don't think America's a beautiful place?
No, I mean taxes being beautiful.
So it's a beautiful country. I didn't say taxes were beautiful.
Well, you said it's a beautiful thing with taxes being there.
Okay.
So I just connected the dots. I could have assumed wrong.
I perhaps wasn't real clear. Yes. No. Taxes are not beautiful.
Yeah.
The country is, though.
Yes.
Because of the taxes, I guess.
Again, you bring it back to where it's kind of confusing.
There'll be nothing confusing coming up here at about 9:50 when we will have live coverage from the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament being played at Nokomis this year. And, of course, this tournament's going on for a number of years now. Little different this year with Morrisonville and Lincolnwood co-oping together. So the first game of this year's tournament at 10 o'clock this morning has Morrisonville taking on Hillsborough at noon. Nokomis will battle Litchfield. Then at 2 o'clock, we will have the third place game. That'll be a five-inning ball game. And at 3:30 today, the Montgomery County Baseball Championship game. And we'll have all the action live right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Any thoughts on the four teams involved in the tournament here, David?
No, not really. Obviously still way early in the season. Yep. Haven't had a chance to see any teams, so I don't really have, you know, any kind of groundbreaking analysis to go over right now. Obviously, Morrisonville considered the top seed in this tournament because they won it last year. Nokomis the 2, Litchfield the 3, and Hillsborough the 4. So. Or Lincolnwood won last year.
Exactly. But, that's where it's a little bit confusing and different this year. Yes, the defending champion is Lincolnwood, of course, the powerful baseball program they had. Morrisonville, of course, has had a very strong baseball program in their own right. And so you bring them together and they're still 1A. They're going to be a formidable opponent come postseason time. And certainly they're going to be a tough out in the tournament today. What I think will be interesting about this year's tournament is it's the first one that has the pitch count instituted.
Yeah.
So how will that play for these teams today in these first two games trying to think ahead to potential championship matchups? And you know how it works with sports, David. You don't, if you hold back your number one guy, odds are you're not going to get to use your number one guy in the position that you intended.
Yeah. Well, I believe that's what Nokomis did last year, because I don't think Reed Detmers did not start at all last year, and he was their top pitcher. I think he may have pitched in relief maybe one or two innings in the tournament total, but they held him back. I think part of that had to do with the fact that he had either just pitched or he was pitching pretty soon.
He was a little different case because he's like a high-level prospect.
Right.
So, I mean, he's going to be treated differently maybe isn't the right way to put it, because that maybe has a negative connotation.
Handled differently.
He is, and that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, he's got a future potentially in pro ball, so he's going to be, like you said, it's not his last go around, so he's not just emptying the tank in high school.
Yeah. I also do think this tournament is pretty evenly matched. I know we say that a lot, but, you know, going into each year, sometimes you'll have a sense of which team is overwhelmingly dominant than others. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't see that this year. I see it wide open. Well, I don't see a clear favorite.
And I think a lot of years, that's what makes this tournament so interesting because, you know, certainly there are years where maybe one of the schools has a more powerful club, but it doesn't necessarily translate to the county tournament championship. It just seems a lot of years, three, if not all four of the teams, or when Hillsborough wasn't in it, all three of the teams seemingly could get hot on that day. And that's the beauty of baseball. If you play well that day, you can beat anybody.
I'm sure they also appreciate now, with Hillsborough being in it, not having to do tiebreakers and stuff like that either.
Tiebreakers are no good.
Yeah. So now they can have a definitive champion.
It's better when all the schools in the county are involved in the county baseball tournament.
It is. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. So we'll have live coverage coming up 10 o'clock with the first pitch this morning, Morrisonville and Hillsborough. At noon then, it'll be Nokomis and Litchfield. The winners of those games will square off for the championship at 3:30 this afternoon. All the action live here on WQSMI FM 106. Some ball games were played yesterday. We got an afternoon rain shower that popped up, but it was pretty scattered. Pena beat Hillsborough yesterday 3-1. Warren Stockton downed Carlinville 6-2. And then Carlinville came back in game two of that doubleheader and beat Warren Stockton 7-6. Gillespie blanked Beardstown 10-0. And Southwestern beat Roxana 3-1. In softball yesterday, a few finals to report. Hillsborough shut out Pena 10-0. Gillespie clipped Jerseyville 4-3. And Edinburgh got past Nokomis 9-7. And a girls' soccer score from yesterday. Hillsborough shut out Greenville 4-0. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you this morning as well from the Bronx, taking on the Yankees. Live coverage this morning at 11:10 on WQSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And then night baseball for you on Easter Sunday. It'll be the Cards and the Yankees from New York City live tomorrow night, 6:10 on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Then coming up on Monday, the Cards return home to host the Pirates live at 5:10, and we'll have high school softball on Monday night with Mount Olive at Nokomis. That's a nice Prairie State matchup there. Broadcast time for you Monday night, 7:03 here on FM 106 and streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. We're walking you up to Montgomery County Tournament Baseball coverage today here on WQSMI FM 106. We're going to take a break. We'll come back following these messages on WQSMI.
Again, we are walking you up to Montgomery County Tournament Baseball Tournament coverage, and now we're back to Sports Saturday, and we join Tim Mize.
Beautiful day for that Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, and Mother Nature must have been confused. They thought the tournament was yesterday when they sent that rain shower.
I tell you, we've at least played part of the tournament for, I think, 6 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we've had a complete washout.
We went almost that long without having one because of the rain, so can't ask for a much better day than we have. It's at Nokomis this year. Morrisonville Hillsborough at 10. Nokomis Litchfield will follow at noon. The third place game will take place at 2. That will be a 5-inning game. And then at 3:30, the championship game here live on WQSMI FM 106. We'll have the Cardinals live for you this morning, 11:10 on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And David, when your favorite baseball team gets off to a slow start here, they always say, well, it's early. It's early. It can only be early for so long. The Cardinals are now 3-7, and it's the way that they've wound up 3-7 that is really become a concern for me. They look like the same type of club making the same type of mistakes they did last year. Bad defense, awful base running, and the offense is either scoring 10 runs or none.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're just not good. They have some new players. It's a new year, but yeah, it's the same old team. And they put an emphasis on defense and athleticism this year, and that hasn't showed up, partly because you've got a first baseman playing in left field for half the season.
When this story first broke, what was like the last week or last 2 weeks of spring training?
A week and a half.
We sat on this program and we talked about the decision to have Matt Adams now convert to a left fielder. And I don't think anybody thought that he would start 4 of the first 9 games in left field. It doesn't make any sense. And to me, it's a distraction for the ball club. They're bringing in Willie McGee now to be a personal instructor for Matt Adams when they spent the entire offseason, like you said, talking about we want to get more athletic. We've got to get better defensively. And I've decided the manager's name will never come out of my mouth again. I am done referring to
intentionally.
That. Intentionally, yes. So the manager has decided in the first week of the season, forget all that. I need to get my boy, Matt Adams, in the lineup. And that's what it is. He's the manager's boy. They talk about him like he's Adam Dunn, like he's this raw power hitter. Mm-hmm. The dude hits singles on the ground.
Yeah.
He doesn't elevate the ball consistently. And if he is not hitting for power, because a lot of people will compare him to Chris Duncan, David, in the sense that, converted outfielder, left-hander, big power. The difference is Duncan actually had power.
Mm-hmm.
He actually hit home runs and hit for extra bases. Adams doesn't do that.
Yeah. Adams, his value is as a pinch hitter, which going back, I showed you his numbers, I think it was either yesterday or the day before.
Very good.
As a pinch hitter, yeah.
Great.
3.24 average, three home runs, five doubles, four singles. Pretty good pinch hitting numbers. But Matheny insists on playing him every day. And yeah, he does use the argument that, well, his bat plays in the lineup. Well, it hasn't really shown yet.
Yeah.
I would understand you doing this if he was hot as a pinch hitter and you wanted to get him more playing time. He's not hot right now. He's ice cold. So there's no need to start him.
This is just the latest example of the manager not putting his players in a position to succeed. And when you manage for the St. Louis Cardinals, you're going to be compared to Whitey Herzog, Red Shane Dinks, Tony La Russa, historical greats, Hall of Famers. The one thing that was consistent between those three Hall of Famers, they did exactly the opposite of what this manager does. They put their players in the best position to succeed. You see Colton Wong getting stuck out in left field last year. What are you doing? You're deciding the last week of spring training, Matt Adams is going to be a left fielder. What? Again, he's not a prospect. He's almost 30.
Yeah, he's 29, I think. Probably 29. So, yeah. It's a bad move, and I...
And you're going to bat him fifth?
Yeah. I mean, I said this when they started doing it. I thought they were trying to build up some sort of trade value. I think they probably still are, because there is no other explanation for doing this. I mean, he's not been good defensively. He's not been good at the plate. There's no other explanation for them to justify starting him in the outfield.
There's no other explanation that doesn't make you throw open your mouth a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Because it sure just seems that the manager wants to find a way to get somebody that he likes personally in the lineup.
We've seen this before.
We have. We really have.
Throughout his managerial career. I don't know.
You can't get caught up in spring numbers. We've talked about this before. You'll hear baseball people who have been around the game a long time. They will always talk about, don't believe what you see in spring training, and don't believe what you see in September, because it's just different. Yeah, Adams hitting spring training. So what?
That was also his reasoning for batting Piscotty sixth in the lineup, was because he didn't have a good spring. It's like, well, he's your best cleanup hitter.
Right, and you know, he's an established player now, so he's not going into spring training looking for numbers. He's working on things.
Right.
Trying to, you know, hone in his swing to get it ready for opening day, but then his poor spring was held against him. The Cardinals had one of the best records in spring training. Who cares? It doesn't matter. If they were trying to make a point of that, so what?
A lot of the guys that helped them to the best record are in Memphis right now.
How about that?
That's why. And then you got a guy in Jose Martinez who is tearing the cover off the ball. Jose Martinez isn't going to be an impact player in your future, sure. But, I mean, he's an outfielder.
On this club, he is a legitimate fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
Instead of what Adams is.
Yeah.
You know, because Grichuk, Fowler, and Piscotty need to play every day.
Yeah.
They need to play every day. And then, yes, every time Jose Martinez is up, he laces a ball somewhere.
Yeah.
He turned around Chapman at 101 or 102 last night, pulled it into the left field corner.
Yeah. They haven't done that in years.
No.
They haven't scored a run off Chapman since 2011.
So that means that they have never scored a run off Chapman under the current manager.
Yeah, under the current
manager.
Think
about that.
Yeah.
He's been there since 2012. And Chapman's been in their division every year.
Yeah.
Haven't scored a run.
I mean, I guess in their limited defense, they didn't score much off of him when Tony was the manager either. They just don't.
The point to that is that could be deceiving. This dude's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a phenomenal player. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're facing 101 to 103 with that slider he has, you just got to hope he's wild. It's not like a lot of people go out and light him up. So it's hard to score off this dude. But you would figure, it's not like the Cardinals have been bad. You think he'd scratch a run?
No.
But no?
No.
They almost did last night.
Yeah, if not for some bad base running around second base heading into third, they would have.
And in a lot of ways, last night's game kind of sums up what they've been here all of last year and the first part of this year. You get the early runs last night. Carpenter, who's been scuffling, crushes a ball. Boom. Two-run lead right out of the box. What does Michael Wacha do to come out and start his night? Four-pitch walk.
Yeah.
Four-pitch walk. That does not set the tone that you are hoping for the ball game. Next thing you know, the game's tied at two. Colton Wong had a terrible defensive play last night on a cutoff play where he just wheeled and threw without really getting set or looking where he was going. The throw was terribly wide. That allowed the runner to score. He wasn't coming home until the bad throw. And then Grichuk did not run the bases properly in the eighth inning on that, or the ninth inning on that Martinez double. So two fundamental things go awry. And every game they've played essentially this year, David, they've had a fundamental issue cost them the ballgame.
They have. They've also let some questionable pitching, some questionable pitchers look great. I mean, Tanaka has been struggling, and he, other than the home run of Carpenter, he dominated him last night. Scott Feldman a week ago threw, what, seven shutout innings? Scott Feldman. This guy gave up the game, or the game-tying hit to Lance Berkman in the 2011 World Series out of the bullpen.
Right.
Career journeyman. He dominated them over seven innings. How pathetic is that? And it wasn't even a lefty. Because usually it's the soft-tossing lefties that are dominating you. This was a right-handed pitcher throwing no more than 88 miles an hour, and you can't get a hit.
That's been a pretty consistent theme, though, over the last number of years, where their offense will get completely shut down by no-name pitchers.
Yeah. The Amir Garrett, that doesn't bother me so much when they got shut down facing the Reds in that first game of the series, because he's the Reds' second-best prospect. He's good. He just pitched another gym the other night. He's going to be good.
I don't expect the Cardinals to ever beat a left-handed pitcher they've never seen.
Right. But Garrett, I think, is actually going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Scott Feldman's different. His career's half over. Mostly over.
You know what Scott Feldman is.
Yeah.
There's no surprises.
Cardinals don't, apparently. I mean,
you take away that the game they won against Cincinnati, I think the Reds walked 11 batters.
Yeah.
The Cardinals blew them out.
Scored the Reds did.
Right. But the Cardinals took advantage of 11 walks, but you can't rely on getting 11 walks, obviously, every night to win ball games. So that's one of their wins. 11 free passes. Grichuk bailed them out on opening night after the terrible Carpenter play.
Yeah.
And then
terrible Carpenter play and Matheny choosing to leave Martinez in too long and bring Owen too early.
Mm.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. And then their other win was Mike
Scotty
Leak
going
was,
off. And Mike Leake was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Scotty carried the offense. So it's not trending well for the Cardinals. Yes, it's early, but they're 3-7. You know, in another week, is it really early if they're still losing 2 out of 3?
They, you know, I wasn't sure.
I don't know if the Cubs are good.
They are. They did lose last night. Yesterday afternoon.
They did.
You know, I didn't think Matheny's job would be on the line in the middle of a season. He may not make it to May.
Oh, may not make it to May.
Because they brought in Mike Schilt on the coaching staff. Mike Schilt has a lot of fans in the Cardinals front office. If they hadn't have made that move, I don't know if Matheny makes it to May, honestly.
It would be very un-Cardinal-like for them to make a move with the manager a month into the season.
It would be. But he's not improved off of last year. Himself, he is not improved from last year. Not to say the team, but I mean, he's making the same bad decisions that he's made the last few years, and they are struggling.
That's a good point.
And I know they're kind of in a rebuild mode, transitioning from a certain core group to another core group, but that's not, I mean, you can't play this way. You can't make fundamental mistakes like this.
And that's the problem. The fundamentals have slowly eroded over the course of time. I've made this comparison to you before. I don't know if I've ever made it on the air. Mike Matheny is Mike Martz.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is. If you look at the two's history, and really it's kind of a disrespect to Mike Martz, because he really was an offensive genius before he became the head coach of the Rams.
Yeah.
The manager now, he was a little league guy.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
He was.
So it's a little bit unfair to Mike Martz, but the point is, they both took over championship clubs, literally. Team won the championship the year before. They come in, both get to a title game.
In their second year.
But in each case, the team got progressively worse each season. He's Mike Martz.
Yeah. They didn't lose 3 games in a row last season to end the year, which was the first time that's ever happened under Matheny.
Yeah, they just missed the playoffs entirely.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've lost. They've been, every year they've been eliminated in the playoffs under him.
Three losses in a row. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was a fan of the manager.
I loved the hire.
I did too. Because you figured, okay, he's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get better. There's going to be growing pains. There's going to be mistakes. That's part of learning at the big league level. But he hasn't learned.
No.
He manages the bullpen just as poorly now as he did his first year. He's really, in some ways, gotten worse because he's really gotten locked in to his little boys club, his guys. If you're one of his guys, your job is safe. Yeah. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, I was wrong on it, too. I loved the hire at the time, and looking back, they should have gone with Francona.
It sure looks like it, doesn't it?
They had a chance.
Hindsight.
Francona was available. Can you imagine a Francona-Madden matchup in the division for years?
Mm.
Would have been phenomenal.
And also, I remember thinking at the time, like, I liked the Matheny hire over Francona because Francona's, you know, he's a retread type of guy. He's been around. The Cardinals are going to have this young core coming up. It's like, yeah, get a guy who's familiar with the organization, supposedly this great leader of men.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Allegedly, as they would say.
Really good at being their friend.
He's good at that.
Unless you're in his doghouse.
You know, and Dave, you just hit nail meathead. That's what he is. He's the parent who wants to be friends with this kid instead of being a parent.
Unless he doesn't
to
like
his
you.
Kid. Unless he doesn't, yeah, then go to your room.
Yeah. Colton Wong.
Randall Grichuk, Colton Wong, you go to your room. You went 0 for 3. You go to your room.
Oscar Tavares, same way.
Go to your room.
Yeah.
Brandon Moss, 0 for 92.
Clean up
and start in left field, buddy.
That's right. You're bound to run into one.
You're going
to
run into one.
The more you keep getting outs, you're bound to run into one. Just keep doing it.
But yet that theory doesn't apply to Randall Grichuk, does it?
No.
Because that's what his game is. He's going to strike out a ton. If he gets 500 at-bats in a year, he's probably going to strike out 200 times. But he's also probably
going to.
But he's probably going to hit you 40 home runs, too.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be a 200 strikeout.
But he could be.
130. 200, that's record breaking.
That's Mark Reynolds' territory.
Only a few guys have done that.
That's true. Yeah, that was probably a bit much.
And Mark Reynolds has done it on multiple occasions.
Yeah, yes. He's high strikeout, high damage. That's what he is. And if you can't deal with him going 0 for 10, we talked about this earlier because I thought about it last night when he was like 0 for 3 with a few strikeouts. Last year when they were playing the Mets in New York, it was back-to-back games. The first game he started, he was awful. Mm-hmm. Had the golden sombrero. He was 0 for 5, 4 or 5 strikeouts. Next night, he's like 4 for 5, multiple base hits, multiple extra base hits, home run, diving, making plays. That's what he is. You just got to let him go.
Yeah. We'll see if Jose Martinez gets a start today because he made a good at-bat last night and got a double. And by all accounts, he's earned his way into the lineup. But
and if you don't, if you've got a problem with Grichuk, okay. But Martinez has to be the guy to replace him, not Adams.
Yeah, they've also got problems at third base, and we can address those a little later on. We probably do need to get to another break because we're on a condensed show. But
got the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament coming up. We'll be live in about 20 minutes from Nokomis as Morrisonville takes on Hillsborough at 10. Nokomis then battles Litchfield at noon. All the action live here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Sports Saturday, back in a moment.
9:31 on this Saturday morning, and back to Sports Saturday, and we join Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, David Jenkins. We got the county baseball tournament live in about 20 minutes here on FM 106. Morrisonville, Hillsborough at 10. Nokomis and Litchfield will follow at noon with the championship game at 3:30. All the action live here on FM 106. And Cardinal baseball today from the Bronx taking on the Yanks live at 11:10 on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9.
I wanted to continue the conversation a little bit about the Cardinals, because third base is a problem, and I thought about this yesterday. Looking back, and again, this is another mistake that I made, because I was for getting rid of David Freese. And obviously, they got Grichuk back for it, so it was a good decision. But they could have brought Freese back as a free agent. I don't think... Did the Pirates trade for Freese to the Angels? I don't remember.
I don't recall either.
I know they extended him.
I think they did.
No, they didn't, because he was a free agent for the longest time, and they signed him late.
Yeah.
Cardinals could have had him back. And at the time, I was on the fence, because I thought they should have done it if he would take a bench role. His career, he looks like his career is not over. I mean, he's still playing really well at third base. And with your whole third base, I mean...
But I think... I don't necessarily disagree with that premise, but that's definitely hindsight thinking
is.
Because you have to remember he was going to command more money from the Cardinals than he was from other teams just because of his history and what he did for the organization. So there was a premium on him in St. Louis, and I personally am surprised that he's still playing at the type of level that
he's
is.
He's playing really well.
Yeah. And you can't really blame him for that because they have all sorts of third basemen in the system. And
the Cardinals?
Yeah. And you think Carpenter, they were playing, Carpenter was the plan there.
They don't have a lot of third basemen in the system. It's funny.
But when they made the move, though, they had third base options at the time.
They thought.
But that, that's the game right there,
yeah,
man.
Here, the third base options they had, Stephen Piscotty, who's now an outfielder because he was terrible defensively, Carson Kelly, who's now a catcher because he's, you know, the best catcher in the minor leagues in baseball, and Patrick Wisdom, who I think is at first base now. He can play third base, but he's a terrible hitter. He strikes out more times than he gets hits. So,
well, yeah, if the decision was coming up this offseason, it might turn out with a different outcome.
Right.
The question is, can the manager get Piscotty at third base now? Why not?
Well,
hey, if Adams can play left, why can't Piscotty play third?
At third?
Was Piscotty worse at third than Adams is in left? There's a race to the bottom.
It's tough to say because you get a lot more opportunities at third base than you do in left field, I think. So,
I remember watching Ryan Braun his rookie year at third base. I was at a game. He made like three errors like in a four-pitch sequence. He was in left field shortly thereafter.
I think Piscotty, 1 year in the minor leagues, and this is the minor leagues, but I think he had something like 25 errors at third base in not a lot of playing time.
He'd fit right in on the big league club with those numbers.
He would. Well, I think they played him at first or at third base during his rookie season or his first. I think they tried him out there, maybe. No, maybe not. I don't know. I thought they'd toyed around with the idea. Maybe not.
I've been one, and I guess we've both been on the same boat on this. Two of the biggest Colton Wong supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Colton Wong is kind of the Cardinal fan base whipping boy.
Yeah, he is.
Like, anything that goes wrong with the Cardinals, it's Colton Wong's fault.
Yep.
It's Colton's fault. Gatorade's warm, Colton's fault.
Yep.
But he gives you a lot of ammunition because he is not a good fundamental player. Some guys are talented, but just belong on bad teams where they can just kind of be forgotten and put up their numbers. He's not a winning player.
He's been overmanaged, I think, too.
Well, that's probably
true. Because I think they have tinkered with him so much, like tinkered with his swing and everything, made him so uncomfortable at the plate. And at this point, I think that's gotten to his head in the field, too. He wasn't this bad a defender in minors, either.
At this point,
when your manager doesn't have your back, I mean, that plays on your confidence as well.
No question about it. If they are just so set that Matt Adams must play because he's just unbelievably talented. He's basically Albert Pujols. So I don't know if you know. He's a left-handed version of Albert.
Pretty much.
I don't know if you missed that. He's that good. He's awesome. But if you have to have him in the lineup, how about you play him at first, put Carpenter at second, and please play Jerko at third and get Peralta off the field? Would that not be a better lineup?
It absolutely would be, but they're too proud at this point because they've moved Carpenter around so much in the last few years. They don't want to at this point. They don't want to move him again. Because they spent all this energy. Carpenter's our first baseman. We're committed to Carpenter first.
But they were committed to defense and athleticism in the outfield, too. They changed on that.
I know. Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, really. Like, I can tell, baseball's a game of failure. Failure happens. Physical mistakes happen. Mental mistakes are going to happen from time to time. You hope to limit those. But when your manager is messing things up on a daily basis, it is hard to win.
Yeah.
And those first few years, they won in spite of him.
They did. Well, and you also have to, they also had player leadership, different player leadership than they do now. Chris Carpenter was still a voice for the first 2 years. He's not there anymore, and they don't have that anymore. I mean, I don't know how vocal Yadi is in the clubhouse. He's a lead by example guy. I don't know how vocal. I know he can get in your face. I don't know how often he does. The other guys, I don't think they have anyone else who's like that.
And I think a lot of that gets overblown too. If you're winning, oh, the clubhouse is great. If you're losing, oh, the clubhouse is bad. They need to play clean baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that they play is unacceptable at the high school level. Carpenter got picked off the other day in Washington in a two-run game with a line drive right to Bryce Harper in right field, and Carpenter just takes off.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Fowler got thrown out in the series finale against the Nationals as well because he got a hit. I don't remember who it was who threw him out, but he was rounding for. Am I right? Am I thinking of something different?
I don't know. I think you're thinking of Fowler went first to third and would have been out, but they dropped the ball.
No. This happened. I'm pretty sure because he got a hit because he was 0-for on the day, got a hit, and got thrown out on the same play. Like, he rounded first way too wide,
yeah,
stumbled getting back, and got thrown out.
Yeah, I can't remember that play specifically, but the difference is Fowler is a good base runner,
yeah,
with speed. Carpenter is a bad base runner who thinks he has speed.
Yeah, he's just bad.
He's not a good base runner.
No, he's the worst they have now.
He is the worst they have. You can't, when you make that amount of outs on the bases, it's not a winning formula. It's no way to get it done.
No.
Make it a lot harder on yourself than it needs to be.
Yeah. They got a long way to go.
These are mistakes that, sure, they could be corrected, but are they going to be in the, like, now that the season started? Hard to imagine.
Well, they're bringing Willie McGee in.
Well, thank goodness for that. Can he suit up and actually play left field? Because he can still cover more ground and catch the ball more consistently than Adams now.
That's another thing that doesn't make any sense at all. It's like, okay, you're going to bring this really fast outfielder to help Matt Adams with his defense. Okay, what's the one thing you can't help him with? His speed.
Yeah, just because he lost 40 pounds doesn't mean he got faster.
Yeah.
He got slimmer.
He did get a little faster. I will admit that. Because there was a play he scored from first base in one of the 10 games this season. He wouldn't have scored on last year. He did get a little faster, but he still doesn't have range in the outfield. Yeah, it's bad. We'll see. I don't know.
At least we don't have to see him in left field today or tomorrow.
Do we?
With the DH, better not.
Never say never.
I think there might be a mob of people waiting at the airport for the manager if Adams appears in left field in the next two games. That cannot happen. Cannot happen.
Yeah.
Under no circumstance would that be acceptable.
It's a smaller outfield. This would be the place to do it.
Actually, not true, though. The left field is one of the biggest outfields around. Right field, yes.
Okay.
Well, stick him in right. He can play right.
Yeah.
I say put him in center.
Might as well.
Why not?
Might as well.
Why not?
They put Alan Craig in center. Or was that La Russa that put Alan Craig in center? Alan Craig played center sometime.
Yeah, La Russa did that. Yeah.
Okay. Piscotty played center last year.
Yeah. I think Wong even played center.
Wong is more justifiable, though, because Wong has range. Wong can cover fly balls. Piscotty isn't slow, but he's not a center fielder.
Right.
I mean, Wong actually had limited experience playing in the outfield. He could do it.
He'd have a better chance of being serviceable than Adams.
Yeah.
Who has no chance of being serviceable. If that was their plan, it wasn't their plan. It became Matheny's plan when the light bulb went off at the end of spring training because he saw him catch a fly ball in batting practice. But why not just keep Matt Holliday? If you're gonna sacrifice defense for offense, I'd much rather have old number 7 out there, because at least he can hit.
Because he's still.
But he's a bum.
Not making that much money.
Making too much money.
He's not making that much. he's
beers are $8.75 down there.
He's worth what they're paying him, because he's not on.
He's not worth what they're paying.
He's not on any kind of contract. He's worth what they're paying him.
If he's getting a check at all, he's not worth what they're paying him. What does he do for him? David, name me one thing that Matt Adams does positively to impact the club.
He pinch hits well. And he plays great defense at first base.
But he hasn't done either one of those things this year.
Well, that's not his fault. Again, this is another situation where you can't get mad at the player for
that's
what
true.
The decisions
true.
The manager is making.
Yeah, no professional athlete, no athlete in the right mind is going to say, oh, coach, you want me to play left field?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't feel comfortable out there.
I doubt if Adams went to Matheny and was like, hey, I want to play left field. So
he did get an outfielder's glove in the offseason, evidently. But, yeah, he probably didn't. And if that – this whole thing, they should have started last offseason. To start it a week before the year starts is ridiculously stupid.
It is.
It's an unnecessary distraction.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. The best thing or the best news for the Cardinals just might be the St. Louis Blues. Because if the Blues make a deep Stanley Cup run, the Cardinals, as crazy as it seems, will get put on the back burner to a degree.
This is what happened last year. The Cardinals struggled out of the gate, but the Blues were playing hot in the playoffs, and it was like it was okay. So we'll see.
I'll tell you what, man. The Blues, with Jake Allen playing like he's playing, they look good.
They just got to shoot the puck more.
Yeah, but there's always that one team every year, not every year, but a lot of times in the Stanley Cup playoffs, a team that kind of comes out of nowhere because they got the hot goaltender. Well, the Blues are that team right now. I mean, he's turning away shots like they're nothing.
I don't mean to be Mr. pessimistic fan here, but I'm still not convinced yet just because they're playing the Wild. No offense to Sarah Tomac, but the Blackhawks scare me more than the Wild do. So if they're still playing this well in the next round, if they advance, then I'll be convinced.
That's a fair enough point. But I would say a hot goalie is a hot goalie.
He is.
Doesn't necessarily matter who you're playing.
But you still have to shoot the puck more than they are.
True.
I mean, they're not getting many shots off, many quality shots at that. They've had, I mean, the power play specifically, they haven't had, I think they've had like 5 power plays in this series and maybe 5 shots. That's terrible.
That's terrible. But yet they've won both games.
Yeah.
Just find a way to win. It doesn't have to be Purdy. You don't get bonus points for Purdy.
That's right.
Just
you do
win.
In college sports.
That's true.
But this is not college.
Hey, we are closing in on the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. Live coverage coming up in just a few moments. First pitch scheduled at 10 o'clock, Morrisonville and Hillsboro. At noon, it'll be Nokomis and Litchfield. Third place game at 2 o'clock with the championship ball game scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. We'll have all the action from Nokomis live here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Cards today at New York to take on the Yankees live this morning, 11:10 on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. We're about to get out of here on Sports Saturday. We'll have live coverage from the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament coming up here in moments on WSMI. But David, before we go, the Cardinals are 3-7 now. Will they be more than 4 games under 500 or less than by the time we meet again on Saturday?
Oh, that's a good question. They're going to lose this series because they're going to lose either today or tomorrow. They may lose both. They'll be 4 games under, exactly.
Exactly.
By next week.
So you're pushing.
Yeah, I'm pushing. Yeah. I think they might have a 500 week of baseball now through next Saturday.
That would be an improvement.
It would be. They're going to lose this series against the Yankees because they may win today because Martinez is pitching. Wainwright is not being.
Martinez needs to lose those dreads.
You don't like him?
No.
I do.
He was pitching great without him.
I don't think that had to do with.
You know why I don't like him? Well, of course.
Because he looks like Cueto?
Yes. Yes. He looks like Kung Fu Cueto
from
the back,
like,
and I don't like him.
More like Manny Ramirez than he does Cueto.
But he's a pitcher, though, so my first thought was he looks like Kung Fu Cueto.
I say leave him alone. Let him be who he wants to be.
Oh,
That's the best way that he can be handled.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And in that sense, he is like Manny. Let Carlos be Carlos.
Right. If he wants to cut his hair, fine. Let him. But just don't touch him right now.
Wants to bring a live chicken into the clubhouse?
Yeah.
So be it.
I think that's what Mazalek said too. Mazalek, I think he said he'd like him to have a trim, but at this point, he's not gonna tell Carlos to do anything.
Yeah.
He's gonna let him be.
Hey, that's what happens. When you become the ace,
yeah,
you just show up and dominate every fifth day, as Mike Shannon would say, big boy.
Jobu, was that the guy on Major League?
Yeah.
Jobu, something like that.
All right, Sports Saturday is done for David Jenkins. I am Tim Mai. Stay tuned. We've got live coverage from the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament coming up next here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.